Hey, dance family, it's Brooke. And the next guest we have is the lovely Jasmine Beaulieu, who was the dance force choreographer at Myrtle Beach Nationals. Jasmine's passion and dedication remind all of us why we believe in just a little bit of dance. Jasmine, I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I know you just got finished your rehearsal.
I did.
So you must be exhausted, but I saw your piece, a little bit of it, and I cannot wait to
Thanks,
see it.
Thanks, I know. I'm excited. They've been working like really hard, so it's just a lot of little puzzle pieces coming together.
Yeah, of course. So let's dive into just your life, really.
Okay.
So grew up in LA,
yep.
in California.
Mm-hmm.
Started competing?
I did. So mm-hmm. I started competing. I would say I was like a late bloomer as far as competition status goes. Like mm-hmm. most kids start when they're like 4 or 5. I didn't start competing until I was like 9 years old. So
oh, okay.
I kind of missed that young kid curve by a lot. But yeah, I started competing when I was 9. Yeah.
Okay. And what was your favorite thing about competing?
You know, dance was something that I always had to work really hard for. Mm-hmm. It was not something that came very easy to me. Mm-hmm. And so I remember the first year I auditioned for company at my dance studio, I actually made no teams. I made nothing. I was just this little girl in the back, just living her best little life, not doing any of the moves that they were asking for, but I was serving. And so I didn't make any teams. And I remember like being very disappointed by that. Mm-hmm. So for the next year, I was like, I went to every single class there was, I went on the weekends. And so dance was something that I had to work really hard at in order to like get better at. And I think that kind of like fueled my like passion, like that's how my passion for it really grew. Cause I was like, mm-hmm. I have to work really hard for this. So meeting all my goals was very affirming.
I think definitely when you're working so hard for something, it definitely makes it so much more rewarding when you do reach those
yeah.
goals. Cause you have had some success, of course. When did you start working like professionally?
So I first got signed to an agency and booked my first professional job when I was 13 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds crazy to say back.
Right.
But like, yeah, I was 13.
And as a 13-year-old, like, what even is that like?
It's a lot. I remember that time of my life, like, very vividly, actually, because mm-hmm. it was just, there was always something happening.
Yeah.
I was competing at the studio, so I was, like, old school. That was back in, like, the early 2000s, where I was at the studio probably like 25 hours a week, if not more. And so I was like training full out every single day. And then I was going to school full time, which a lot of industry kids don't go to mm-hmm. school, but my mom was very like, you're going to school. So I was going
don't
to school full time. Yeah. And then on top of that, when you work in the industry, it's like, they tell you at 8 o'clock in the morning, they need you to be in Santa Monica by 3 p.m.
Oh,
so I was just constantly like being taken out of school early for my mom to take me to an audition mm-hmm. or take me to a job, and then trying to rush back to get to the studio in time for my company dances and my technique classes. So I just remember that time just always being just like
everywhere
on the go.
That
yeah.
must have been so much fun though.
Oh, it was the best time ever. I had so much fun.
Because
so much fun.
I know like we very much stay on the East Coast for mm-hmm. a lot of our competitions, but I know so many dancers just dream of dancing in LA, like as a kid growing up dancing in LA, or just even growing up in LA, like
yeah.
how is that experience?
It's, you know, I think that we're like products of our environments. And so, you know, they mm-hmm. say if you want to be like more successful, like surround yourself with people that are
yeah.
more successful than you. So I think living in LA, honestly, at any point in time in your career as a dancer, is very difficult. The industry, mm-hmm. like the dance industry, is probably the most difficult competitive industry to make it in out of anything, out of any professional field. Even like we know what it takes to become a professional athlete, and it's like if you take all of the guys that play Little League, what percentage of them make it to a professional NFL team? Less. It's more selective to become a professional dancer because
mm-hmm.
I always say like there's professional NFL teams in every single major city.
Yeah.
There's really only about 3 or 4 major cities in the United States where you can be a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really competitive, but it really pushes you. Like you're constantly leveling up, I think it's very like humbling in the sense of like, there's always something for you to work on. There's always something for you to get better at, which is kind of a double-sided coin because you have to take ownership in the things that you are really great at, but you also have to be honest and be like, okay, I need to improve in this. I need to improve in that. So it's a constant work in progress living in LA, being a professional dancer. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, at my age now, it is the biggest blessing that I'm able to make a living from, like, what my dreams were when I was a little girl competing on these mm-hmm. stages. It was just like, I would love to be a professional dancer. And so now to say that, like, I'm doing that and that's like mm-hmm. my full time, like, it's
like, I did it.
It's insane to even think that.
So, and you can say I did it as well as pass on your love for dance to the younger generation.
Yes.
And give them that like glimmer of hope.
Yes.
That they could potentially be where you're at.
100%. And I also say too, like, I teach a ton of kids all the time. just everywhere in teaching dance, right? As dance teachers, we have like thousands of children. And I always say that I know a very small percentage of the kids that I teach will mm-hmm. become professional dancers. And as they get older, many of them will not even want to become professional dancers. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, like, I'm teaching life through dance. Like, no matter if you become a dancer, like, in my class, you're going to learn about work ethic, and that translates to everything that you do. You're going to learn about like positive self-talk, which translates to everything mm-hmm. that you do. So I'm really big on like the mentality of a dancer, because that mentality is like transferable to anything that
just
you decide
life.
To do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. What would you say is like the biggest life lesson that either your teachers or just dance has taught you?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a huge question. Goodness. Repeat it one more time.
What is something like the biggest lesson that dance or a teacher has ever taught you? Dance wise.
I would say the biggest life lesson that I would say like dance has ever taught me, and I think this has been reinforced by all of the teachers that I've had. I've had so many amazing teachers. Is just keep going. That is it. It's like things are gonna get hard, you're gonna get injured, you're gonna be hurt, like mm-hmm. your feelings are gonna be hurt, you're gonna be tired, but it's like you may be discouraged a lot of times, but it's like you just have to constantly keep going, because the more that you keep going, like the more that there is on that path for you. And I think that that's the biggest thing that I learned as a kid. And that still takes me through the industry today, because like I said, being a professional dancer is brutal. It is really hard, not just physically, but mentally. It's so hard to maintain and withstand. And like, I've only gotten the success that I've gotten because I kept going.
Yeah, because I mean, it's crazy. The dance world is small, but also it's so big at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
So then since you are obviously auditioning.
Yes.
Yes, you're auditioning.
Yeah.
What would you say has helped you when you go into an audition room? Like, put you at ease, at you know, where's your mind at when you go into an audition?
Okay. This has changed throughout different levels of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say where I am now is like ultimate level. I would say that I used to go into auditions trying to fit the part.
Okay.
I used to go in and be like, what do I need to do to fit the part?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that anymore. Now I go into auditions and I'm like, I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to find comfort in, I'm going to do my best, of course. I'm going to, of course, do the choreography that's given to me. I'm going to play the character that's given to me, but I'm going to do it as myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, it's not as disappointing on the other end if I don't get something, because it's like, oh, that just means that that wasn't the job for me. Like, that wasn't a fit for me. And
mm-hmm.
not every job is going to be a fit for me. And that's okay. When there is a job that's a fit for me, that's the job that mm-hmm. I'll book. And so I think that has been kind of a coping mechanism for me, is that every audition, I'm just like, I'm going to go into it. I'm going to try my best, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be myself. And I've had a lot of really amazing mentors that are some of the most successful like dancers and choreographers like ever in the industry. And that's been the biggest advice that they've always told me is like, don't come in here trying to be what you think I want you to be, because what I'm looking for is who you are. Yeah. And as a choreographer, they're gonna use who you are to bring their vision to life. So if they mm-hmm. can't see who you are, they don't know how they can use you, because the job is gonna be more than the 6-8 counts you learn in an audition. So I would say that is the biggest thing, is I go into auditions and I'm myself. And that way you can never lose anything by being yourself.
That's like the most beautiful way to go into an audition, and it's such a stressful environment.
It's so stressful.
And then just being able to leave saying, you know what, I was me and it is what it is.
Yep, exactly.
That's really neat. So you've been very fortunate to perform for quite a few artists.
Yeah,
right?
I do a lot of artists. I do a lot of commercial work.
Where does your heart lie, or do you just love it all?
I love it all. I can never like pick. it's so different. Doing live performances is like such a rush.
Yeah.
And it's so like fun. But I really love doing on camera work. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about on-camera work. It's just, it's a lot less stressful because it's like, you know, you get to do it a bunch of times if you need to. Sometimes that makes on-camera work not as fun because it's like, I have to do this 50 times. But I feel like just I've found the most success in on-camera work and commercial work. That's been kind of my jam.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially in LA too. So.
And they pay more. On camera work pays more than live.
And would you say there's more opportunities on camera wise versus like live performance wise?
I would say they're pretty neck and neck.
Okay.
It depends.
So then I know you probably can't compare it at all, but since you did grow up competing,
yeah,
and you know that experience of being on that stage with your parents and mm-hmm. your friends' parents and everybody in the audience going wild for you, how can you relate that to when you're with like an artist dancing with them? Is it just a completely different level?
You know, yes and no. So I grew up dancing with some killers. Like we all danced. We all loved dancing. It's crazy. Out of like the girls that I grew up dancing with, I would say like my small group of mm-hmm. dancers, out of like 7 of us, like 4 of us are still professional dancers to this day.
That's amazing.
So we like all were like in it to win it. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's very similar in the sense of when you're doing a performance live on stage, it's about the energy and it's about like the cohesiveness of the energy. Like you can do a solo, sure, but it never feels the same as when you get to dance with people and like mm-hmm. you feel the vibe and you feel the energy of one another. And I think that that's the part that makes it fun. And mm-hmm. I had that growing up competing. And that's what you feel when you're dancing professionally, is it's about the people that you're with, how you're gonna come together and make like magic, you know? I would say it's very comparable. I will say, as someone who judges and choreographs, I think that's one of the biggest things that's missing with dancers today, is it doesn't feel like they're having as much fun. I don't think that they're as aware of each other's energy as like we used to be back in the day. And I think it's just they have a lot more like pressure mm-hmm. because of like social media and everything's being filmed and everything's being captured. And so mm-hmm. there's like this level of perfection that mm-hmm. they're looking to reach. So it's a lot more stressful. I would say like that cohesive energy is what I feel like is missing the most today. Indeed. And that's the best part.
Yeah, of course. And like as a judge, you can, when you're watching a dance, you can see the difference.
100%.
When you're dancing because you're trying to nail the moves versus you're dancing because you're a unit and you love it and you're just existing in this space and moment together
and
as a team.
That will win every single time for me.
Really?
Every single time,
And I also think like the families and the people in the audience cheering on your people, I think it also takes it up to another level.
Yeah, it feels great knowing, like, I don't know, when you're in this world, it's like everyone's coming there to like support you. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows you personally, and you know the people that you're performing for. Whereas when you do professional jobs, like your family's not there. I don't think my family has not seen me dance in like years, unless it's like I'm like zooming in. I'm like, that's me right there, or like a TV show. It's like 3 seconds.
That's my hand.
That's my hand. You see my hair? That's my hair. My mom's like, oh, yeah, is that you? And I'm like,
no,
there's another girl with curly hair. We're opposites because we look the same, but we're not the same person. So it's just different. It's different. Yeah.
That's so funny. So my final question is, what has been the most rewarding thing that dance has given you?
Oh.
Oof. Another big question.
You have so many big questions.
I know. Sorry.
This is difficult.
This is the last one, though. So.
Take a big breath. What has been the most important thing that dance has given me? Goodness. I would say, like, just a sense of self. I feel like I have been able to, like, find my, like, identity through dancing. It's a place that I always felt like I fit in. It's a place I always felt like I belonged. It's a place that I always was able to make friends. It's a place that's challenged me, but has also rewarded me. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, like, I've been able to, like, find myself in dance. Like, I've been able to discover, like, what I'm made of from being a dancer. Yeah, I don't know if that was a good answer or not.
That was a perfect answer.
That was it.
That was a beautiful and perfect answer. And
thanks.
I appreciate you so much for sitting and hanging out on these.
Yeah, this was cozy.
I know, they're comfy, right?
I don't even want to, like, touch it too much because I'm like, it's going to get dirty. And
no, you're good.
This is beautiful.
But I appreciate you and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I can't wait to see your opening number.
Me too. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Just a Little Bit of Dance. And as always, keep on believing.